Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But right now, I did want to get a little baseball coverage on The Fan. Presented by T-Mobile, you switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan against AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. You know what's crazy is I listened to Grant and maybe even Cakes do that read, and they were able to say T-Mobile.com/switch so effortlessly, and it's a real mouthful for me. I really can't do it. Brewers come to town.
Yeah.
Brewers are good. Nats are bad. How do they turn it around?
I don't know that they do, JP.
Great.
I think this is just going to be what you're going to see in the second half. I mean, this is a team that traded away so many of their bullpen pieces, and they've got young guys up and down the roster. Hopefully they can play some better baseball than losing 17-0 in Arizona. But, I mean, it's going to be a rough slog down here down the stretch. Now, if you want something to watch, Commanders-related, Bryce Terang, second baseman, one of the better second basemen in the league.
Yeah, buddy.
Brother-in-law, Tress Way. So we'll see how he's able to do. I don't think Tress is going to be able to make it out there. I don't think Bryce will make it out here for training camp either. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully they can get things turned around a little bit and play some better baseball. But I think this is just going to be what we're going to have to watch the last couple months of the season, where it just some of the nights are going to be a little bit rough.
I would think Tress might be able to get over there tomorrow. It's an off day tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
But they might have bed check anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, to your point, you talked about this the other day, and I thought it was an astute point. Like, Davey, for whatever reason, is able to motivate clubhouses when you think they're not able to. Like, I mean, they came back from 19-31 and won a World Series. So he's able to get guys going, and this is a clubhouse that basically anyone that's covering the team or around them right now is like, yeah, it's probably kind of mail it in the rest of the year. Those are the kind of clubhouses that Davey somehow gets the most out of. And so maybe they'll have a nice little stretch here at some point in August or September. And I think, you know, the big thing to watch is just how does James Wood continue to do? What is he able to do? And then after that, I think it's watching the other young guys on the team and when does Dylan Cruz get the call up? Because I think those are the main things to watch. And then this young pitching staff, like, can they finish strong? Mackenzie Gore has really struggled lately at a solid outing.
How worried are we that Gore has really kind of taken a step back?
I mean, I feel like you got to be at least decently concerned. Like, I don't know that it's like panic mode, but you're getting closer because this is a guy that you have to have him be a number two type starter because that's what's really lacking in the organization right now. Like, they've got a bunch of guys in that 3 to 5 range. They don't necessarily have an ace or a number two type guy. Gore was supposed to be that dude, and with how the team's been run recently without spending cash, like, those guys cost a lot of money if you want to get one. So yeah, hopefully he can develop and get things going. It's just, I don't know. I mean, the stuff is there, but at some point it's no longer about having the stuff and having the goods. You got to go out there and produce.
One of the things I liked, and a lot of people mocked it, and I get it, it was like an easy internet thing to mock, but how they had those signs during spring training, like, nobody cares how fast you throw ball four.
Yeah.
Like, they just need to throw strikes, dude. And early in the year when things were going well, even like Trevor Williams, who was not a career, like, pound the zone guy, was pounding the zone. And then Mitchell Parker comes up and throws strikes. And sometimes I feel like these guys get too caught up in their stuff that they forget just to pound the zone and get these guys to swing.
Yeah, and he's...
like, it's so hard to get a hit, dude. It's just throw strikes.
Well, and he's funny because, like, I can think of a couple of his last 6 starts or so where there was one where you spotted a 9-0 lead against the Cardinals and he was doing okay, and then all of a sudden he gets stuck in an inning. And a lot of it's, you know, due to walking guys. And you had one where he was cruising, I think, against the Mets through 3 innings and he was fine. And then the 4th inning, he just fell apart. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what he's doing in between innings. I don't know what goes on, but... yeah, I mean, you're 100% on. Like, you can mock the stupidity of, and I think it's analytics people that are so big into, oh, nobody cares how fast you throw a ball for, but he's basically saying throw strikes, like you were saying, and I don't know how all of a sudden we've got to a point where some people on the analytics side look at throwing strikes as a bad piece of advice, but yeah, I mean, I think for a lot of those guys, it does come down to that.
I agree with you, sir.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.